angel proclaims, "Today a Savior has been born for you." Recently, our Holy Father Pope Benedict came out with a new work, a beautiful book on the Nativity, on the earliest days of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ and everything leading up to it. And he poses the question in that work. He says, where do we get the name Jesus? Where does it come from? And you think, well, gosh, well, from his parents, right? From Joseph and Mary. And he says, you must look deeper. It comes from the angel of the Lord who appears to both of them. So it is a name given by God the Father himself. Now, God has only given two names in the history of the world for himself. The first one he gave 1400 years before to Moses. When Moses says to our Lord, how's anybody going to believe me that I'm going to set them free from Egypt? Lord, I must know your name so that I can tell them that you are the one who sent me. And God gives the sacred name Yahweh, which means I am who am, a name that reveals some aspects about God, but keeps so much hidden. So much is concealed in that name, though it shows God's transcendence. And so God, in sending his Son to the world, he reveals, he gives himself a new name. What is the one thing that God wants us to know about himself? What does the name Jesus literally mean? It means Yahweh is salvation. That God is a Savior. That God saves. Which means that God is good. That he is loving. That he is provident. None of those things were known before our Lord came to this world. Our Lord Jesus Christ is a Savior. Not too long ago, I was reading a work on St. Francis de Sales. And one time he was giving a homily, and he asked his parishioners. He said, when God went in search of Adam and Eve after they had fallen, and he goes and he calls out to them and he says, Adam, where are you? He says, why does God ask where Adam is? If God is all-knowing and he is all-seeing, certainly he already knew where Adam was. He said, God asked the question because he was going in search of Adam. He wanted to give Adam the opportunity to reconcile with him. He longed to save him after the separation. And what does Adam do in that moment? He shifts the blame. He says, she made me do it. Many of the fathers of the church believe that if in that moment Adam had just said, Lord, I'm sorry, I failed you, it's my fault, that not only would God have forgiven him, but the rest of humanity would not have inherited the stain of original sin. God went to save him. And it's what he's done all down through history, from Adam to Noah, to Abraham, to Moses, to David, to the prophets. And then finally, in the fullness of time, he sent his Son into the world, thinking, surely they will listen to my Son. My brothers and sisters, when did our Lord Jesus Christ begin to save? At what moment did he initiate salvation? At the moment he was conceived in the womb of Mary. And how do we know that? Because right after the conception, she went in haste, so maybe at the most a few days, to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And what did the angel of the Lord said to Zechariah, John the Baptist's father, Elizabeth's husband? He revealed two things when he came to him. He said, your son will be in the spirit and the power of Elijah. And so immediately when Zechariah heard that, he knew who his son was. It was a common prophecy that the Jewish people knew that when the Messiah was about to come, Elijah would precede him. And so he knew the Messiah's coming was imminent and that his son would prepare the way. And he told him something else. He said, your son, even from the womb of his mother, will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so after that, Zechariah and Elizabeth must have wondered, when is this going to take place? When will the Holy Spirit come to our son, even while he's in my womb? And when Our Lady visited Elizabeth, and she heard her greeting, the infant in her womb leaped with joy. We believe in that moment, John the Baptist received salvation. Because the Holy Spirit cannot fill a soul, and that soul remain in a state of sin. Our Lady brought Jesus in her womb to visit John in the womb of his mother. Our Lord, from the moment of his conception, was a Savior. My brothers and sisters, as we adore the child lying in a manger, we look upon a mighty Savior. And God came in the most humble form possible, in the hopes that no one would refuse his son. And every year at Christmas time, as we look at that child, a question must confront us. Will I allow him to save me? Will I really give my life to him? Will I put him in the first place? Will I go so far as to surrender my sins to him? My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate Christmas, if in the midst of that celebration we do not have a desire to be better Christians, our celebration is for naught. And I close with one final thought, one final question. Why? Why did God send his son as a Savior? There can only be one explanation that is satisfactory. Only one single response to that question. It can only be because God is love. Do we allow that love to penetrate to the depths of our hearts? And if we do, we will desire to bring that salvation to all the world. My brothers and sisters, as you receive our Lord today in Holy Communion, may you ask him what I myself will ask him. Jesus, give me a greater desire for the salvation that you offer. I long to share in it. And let it so inflame my heart that I desire to bring that salvation to everyone I know.